The state of Alaska has chosen its preferred access route to Gravina Island, but Ketchikan officials are not excited about the choice. Among the options on the table is a bridge known nationally in the past as the Bridge to Nowhere, or the option of improved ferry service. The state opted for the latter, though Department of Transportation Commissioner Mark Lukin says it would not include new ferries or additional ferry service unless demand increases.
Right now, based on our traffic projections that have come through the EIS, we don't see that demand increasing, at least certainly not in the immediate future, maybe not even in the distant future. But again, we will address that when we get to that point.
The option chosen by the state is the cheapest one, estimated to cost about $23 million. Borough manager Dan Bockhorst pointed out some concerns that the borough has with the choice, particularly with items that will add costs to the borough, which operates the state-owned airport. The community would have to figure out how to pay for a new ferry when the current ones need replacement, and then there's the shuttle vans.
The solution in G4V is to buy two Econoline vans and let the Ketchikan Gateway Borough operate them at a cost of $350,000 a year, which is throwing an anchor around to us while we're treading water.
Bockhorst offered an alternate proposal for DOT to consider, which includes more parking, a new ferry, and additional ferry transfer sites.